The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on a Wednesday here on Money FM 89.3, and we've got Keppel Infrastructure, which has announced the award of an upgrade contract to GE's gas power business, and this will modernize its unit at the combined cycle power plant at Jurong Island.
That's right. In fact, according to Keppel and GE, they said that the upgrade will reduce up to 100 million kilowatt hour equivalent of carbon emissions each year, and that's in line with the government's goal to lower Singapore's carbon footprint.
So let's find out more about how the government's green 2030 is acting as a catalyst for change for GE and its customers. Joining us now is Kazunari Fukui, the Regional General Manager of GE Power Services Asia Pacific. Let's start off and, well, talk about the bigger picture before we drill down into the technicalities, Kazunari. Part of the government's green plan is an energy reset, right? That part of the energy reset is, well, to increase efficiency with each new generation of gas-fired power plants to reduce emissions. So why is it important for Singapore to leverage existing power infrastructure and assets in the road towards decarbonization and the Green Plan 2030?
Hey, good afternoon, Timothy and Rachel, and thank you very much for having me. And we're very excited to announce this upgrade of Keppel gas turbine at Keppel Marumaru Cogen site. And this is a world-leading upgrade technology that the Keppel team has invested. And it's going to be one of the first in Singapore and the first in ASEAN as well. And back to your question about, you know, putting this into the broader context, we believe that the improvement of the gas turbine is a very important aspect as we face the climate change, right? Mm-hmm. It's very common that we focus on the wind and solar, which is a very important aspect as well. But at the same time, people require the reliable and available, dependable power. And that doesn't come from the renewable power alone. It requires the reliable power such as gas technology to provide. So we continue to believe in this balance of having gas as well as renewable technology to provide the reliable power. And also, a place like Singapore, right, we're very land constrained. So could we have all the power from renewable source, which we would like to be? But unfortunately, that's not possible. So in that environment, what do? We implement the renewable as well as gas. And Keppel team has done a great job in terms of having a foresight to invest and improve the existing asset as we face this challenge here.
So, Kazunari, one of Singapore's goals is to quadruple renewable energy sources by 2025. So just on the back of what you've been saying, how far has Singapore come along on that goal and on its journey towards zero carbon emissions?
Definitely. I think we commend Singapore for having a very progressive thinking there and then embracing this net zero emission target, right? And it's definitely getting in the right way in terms of implementing biosolar technologies, experimenting with different types, and progressing for the CO2 emission. And then, as you note, this actually investing into existing asset and reducing emission from the existing asset forms an important part of the overall net zero approach. Because without that approach, you won't be able to get there.
All right, Kazunari, can you tell us more about the technology that is being installed by Keppel to improve the efficiency? How does it work?
Thank you for asking that one. So you think gas turbine, once it's developed, that's done and dusted. Mm-hmm. But in our company, we continue to invest in development of existing gas turbines, right? So what do? Is we typically invest in the design of gas turbines through materials, advanced materials, use of advanced aerodynamics to improve the aerodynamic efficiency. So what the Keppel team is implementing is basically a complete rechange of inside of a gas turbine, right? And they will change the compressor, the combustor, the turbine, and they improve the overall performance of the gas turbine and plant.
We're speaking with Kazunari Fukui, Regional General Manager of GE Power Services Asia Pacific. So, Kazunari, just following on from that, I mean, we've spoken in general terms about the government here in Singapore and the push towards the Green Plan, but governments across the globe have also been pushing for more sustainable solutions. So what kinds of shifts in demand have you seen from your customers, and what has this meant for your products and your offerings and for GE Power Services here in the region?
A great insight on the question, Rachel. So that's exactly right. Everyone is now looking to decarbonize, and that means you cannot rely on the coal and gas technology only. Now, as people shift towards the renewable area and in order to supply the reliable power also, what the people are now asking for is more flexible power supply from likes of gas turbines, right? So we're increasingly looking at the flexible supply and also being the future ready. So gas turbine technology side as well, we're investing heavily in terms of advancing our hydrogen capability and so on. So eventually this can be a net zero emission technology too, where we can burn the hydrogen gas turbine, no emissions. And today we can to a certain degree. It's not 100%, but we're basically going towards that direction. Right? So in our view, actually the investing in gas turbine today is actually getting future ready as well as getting the immediate benefit like Keppel team is doing today.
One last thing, Kazanari. What has that meant for GE Power here in Singapore?
Yep. So we're truly grateful for the Keppel's leadership team, right? And Cindy Lim, the CEO, and their team. They really had a progressive thinking in terms of adapting and accepting this latest technology, which is actually no easy thing to do in a very competitive environment like Singapore. But for Singapore, for us, it's important to continue to invest in existing infrastructure, improve the performance, efficiency, so that wherever we can cut down emissions and so on, right? That we can get the best out of this existing unit and then contribute towards the CO2 reduction.
But with new offerings and new products, are you looking at expansion or what's on the horizon for you?
Yeah, so there are a couple of things you can do. So one is, of course, the investment in existing assets, but then also you can move to the new technology, right? So today, Singapore, in a generation of technology called F technology, there's in the market, there's already another generation called H technology. And then so you can install the new technology, a new unit in the H class. And then what Keppel team has done is really get to that level, right, with the existing asset. So by investing in the existing asset, they're getting into the next generation technology. So, yeah, that's the kind of way we're working with our partners in Singapore here.
All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing your insights, Kazanari. Kazanari Fukui is the Region General Manager for GE Power Services Asia Pacific.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.